And death in the news again here as we check in on America's Radio Newsline with the editor of Speedway Media, Ed Coombs. Ed, thanks for being with us. I wish it was under more pleasant circumstances, but thanks for being with us anyhow.
Thank you. It certainly is a sad day in the racing community today.
Yeah, so Dan Weldon's tragic death in the IndyCar race over the weekend. First of all, your reactions to a person who's part of your community.
Anytime that there's an injury or a death in racing, it really hits home because we're a pretty close-knit community. And, Dan was young. He had a family. He had a very young family. Was very successful, very outspoken. And it just, it hits home when you watch it on TV or sit at the track and watch these accidents. It just makes you nauseous.
Ed, there were three other drivers taken to the hospital in this same race. Any word on their condition?
I believe that two of them have been. I believe they've all been released from the information that I got today. I believe they've all been released. I know two have. I know I got two separate press releases that they've. I believe one was released last night, and the other two were kept over for observation, and they were also released today. It was a very violent wreck, obviously.
And this may be too soon to tell, but there is word that possibly there were too many cars for this track going far too fast, over 200 miles per hour. Has there been any conclusion about that?
Well, most of those tracks, a mile and a half track, bank track like that, they're setting those up for NASCAR races. And, as far as the number of cars that were in there, NASCAR puts 43 cars out on the track, and that doesn't happen. As far as the speed goes, any of those large tracks, Michigan, California, they raced at Charlotte with open wheel cars there with tragic ending to fans when a wheel went in there and killed some fans in the stands. It's a dangerous sport and danger for all involved.
And after the tragic death of Dale Earnhardt a few years ago, there were some changes made in NASCAR. Do you think there are going to be some reviews at the very least, and what kind of things should be reviewed, and what kind of changes do you maybe expect or would like to see in the wake of this tragedy?
IndyCar racing has really been on the cutting edge of safety, believe it or not. Instead of in NASCAR, they put a restrictor plate on the carburetors to slow cars down at the big tracks of Daytona and Talladega. IndyCar adjusts their speed down by adjusting those wings on the car to kind of act like a parachute to slow them down. They have a traveling safety crew that go with them. The bottom line is that, any illusions that we have that you can be safe in a vehicle or anything that goes 200 miles an hour and stops within 6 inches, It's an illusion. We've been fortunate over the years not to have it happen a lot. I think that they'll probably most likely just revisit the types of tracks that they're going to race on and how they're going to race them. They don't race at Charlotte anymore. They still race at Texas, and it's a sister track to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And it's not really the track. It's the way that the cars are set up and the speeds that they're going to go. They run 225 miles an hour at Indianapolis as well.
Right.
And it's been said that Dan Weldon was working on a car that was safer than the one that he was just driving. Do you think we'll see that come to fruition?
I think like NASCAR, IndyCar has been continually developing safety programs and safety within the car, and that was something that Dan was working real closely with, as well as the other drivers and teams. I mean, it's all it's evolution, and if you go back and look at those older cars compared to what they have now and the equipment that the drivers actually wear for their head and neck restraints and that sort of stuff, it's come over leaps and bounds. And I was just telling somebody today, they asked me if I'm scared when I'm taking pictures. And I depend on a lot of equipment and a lot of talent not to fail. Because if they do, and I'm in the wrong spot at the wrong time, I'm in just as, I'm in more danger than those drivers are. And they count on each other to be safe and to be smart. And I think that you saw the reaction to the drivers and even to, the media and the people that were there.
Right.
It is... everybody wants to. Everybody says people go watch racing for wrecks. There isn't a person there that was there or saw that
right,
on TV
right.
that wants that to happen.
Ed Coombs, editor of Speedway Media, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks.